From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
You got your basic hump day on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. All downhill, my friends, to the weekend. Already looking forward to the weekend. I think the weekend after you return from vacation is the most important. It just let you get into this pattern, primarily just sleeping in, that pattern of not waking up to an alarm clock. It's a nice pattern. Glad you made it back, everybody, here to the program. Our telephone number on the Chris Salcedo Show is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, I would like to say that there are two reasons why this recording released by CNN wasn't our main focus yesterday. Number one, I wanted to give it a beat because it is my experience that the minute you start reacting to what the left dishes up, you start accepting their premises, you start accepting what they're saying, and you start battling on their turf. So I waited. And some other stories came out that informed me what's really going on here, at least as far as I'm concerned. And the president, President Trump has been working the campaign trail quite extensively. So I've got some sound bites from President Trump, but let me give you his reaction to the release of these tapes. And it's pretty much on par. Remember yesterday when we got our first phone call on this? And the individual who called in said, you know what, I'm just getting tired of defending Trump. I'm just sick and tired of it. And he said, looks like this is the end. Looks like this is it. And I said, is it? Now, you remember the Access Hollywood tape, right? The Access Hollywood tape was supposed to be the end of Trump. Was it? No. Here's Trump's reaction to this. And you tell me if he sounds at all worried, or you tell me if he sounds like he doesn't know what the real score is. Here's President Trump.
We did absolutely nothing wrong. This is just another hoax. It's called, I would say, election interference more than anything else. It's a disgrace that they can do it. Next question. But everything was fine. We did nothing wrong, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, well, doesn't sound very worried to me. And in fact, the president is out there on the campaign trail making his case about some of the things he'll do. And I'll play those sound bites, too. But I don't want to say surprised. I was justified in waiting a beat because, lo and behold, also yesterday, what came down out of this phony indictment case? I am reading from NBC, air quotes, news. Judge in Trump case denies special counsel's request to keep list of 84 witnesses under wraps. 84 witnesses under wraps. Okay, so you all know, maybe I shouldn't tell you. I know how you guys hate it when I make you think first thing in the morning. What is wrong with a prosecutor who says, I've got an ironclad case and I'm going to throw the President Trump in jail for the rest of his life? What is wrong with him saying, oh, and by the way, the witnesses I'm going to be calling to the stand, I want to keep that a secret. Nobody can know except for us. Can anybody tell me constitutionally, ethically, what's wrong with that? Can anybody do that? Our telephone number is 281-558-5738. I've got the answer. I just want to put it out there first. But again, Judge Aileen Cannon said, no, you're not going to be able to do that. Bangs the gavel. Denied. You can't keep your witness list secret. And there's a constitutional reason why. But also ask yourself this question and call in 281-558-5738. If this case against Trump is so ironclad, why would the prosecutor make such a request? Oh, and we want to hide our witness list. Why would they do that? If it was such a open and shut case, ask yourself those questions and tell me why the request from Jack Smith, the Trump inquisitor, is so outlandish and out of bounds. I mean, anybody who's watched a court drama, anybody who's watched it on television knows why hiding a list of witnesses is no bueno. All right, telephone number is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let me get out to Rebecca, who's calling in. Rebecca, what say you? Glad you made it here to the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Good morning to you.
And to you.
And I'm the coward that finally called in from locals and the Rumble chat.
Oh, hey! That is that, Rebecca. Glad you made it finally to the program. I told you you'd be inspired one day to call. Now, it says here on my screen you want to talk about DeSantis.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, well, it's cool. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, like I said, I used to be a huge fan of DeSantis. I really like the man, you know, and I still can, you know, admire his accomplishments and everything and acknowledge his accomplishments. But the thing that did it for me is when he decided to go run against Trump. I mean, I just couldn't understand why he did that. I mean, it just didn't make no sense. Like I said, I hate to say this. I mean, I may be wrong, you know, but I sort of believe that he's like sort of a shill for the Democrats and the rhinos. I mean, they're kind of eating this up. I mean, you know, the rhinos think that, you know, the rhinos think that if they get Trump off the ballot, that all of Trump's base of voters will automatically vote for Ron DeSantis. And the Democrats, I think they think if they get Trump off the ballot, they think that, you know, they know these people won't vote for DeSantis. And they think, well, they think there'll be an automatic shoo-in for 2024.
Well, OK, there's some wisdom to what you're saying. And let me unpack some of what you've said, just so I can connect some dots that the observations I've made. Now, the deep state, the permanent Washington folks, the guys like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, these shysters, these crooks, these backstabbers, there's something that they know about a guy who's been a lifelong politician. Somebody somewhere has got something on them, right? Whether it's
right,
fabricated, whether it's true, it doesn't really matter. But when you're in that political world, there's a give and take and there's a compromise to get things done. And people keep running lists, right? And Ron DeSantis, despite all the great work he's done, and again, this doesn't take away any of the great work he's done, Ron DeSantis came up through Congress. Remember, he was a congressman.
Right.
Now he's a sitting governor. So the thought process is, and this is not a reflection on DeSantis, because I'm not sure it's true, but the thought process among the chess players like Mitch McConnell, who delight in stabbing constitutional conservatives in the back and thwarting the Constitution to deliver for Democrats, just like John Cornyn does. The thought process is we will have some modicum of control over a Ron DeSantis because somebody out there has got to know something, right? With President Trump, his first job as a politician was president of the United States. So there was no possibility of baggage. So they had to use his personal life and non-criminal things to try to tar and feather him and bring him under heel. And he refuses to go under heel because Trump just doesn't, it's just not that, he's not wired that way. So I'm not saying that it's, I understand your perception. And one thing I want to push back on, and I want to ask you about this. Do you think loyalty to country or loyalty to Trump is more important?
Well, world of country, of course.
Right, right. And that's kind of where I am. The reason why Trump has had my support is because he's done good things for my country. He's increased my freedom. He's increased my liberty. He's preserved my rights. That's why he has my backing. Now, I can articulate certain Republicans who won't do that. John Cornyn is one of them. Mitch McConnell is another one of them. Mitt Romney is another one of them. Virtually every Democrat, I say virtually because I know some Democrats who actually believe in our God-given rights. So when you say that what really sticks in your craw, and I understand the human reaction for this, and I've had to battle a lot of my life, Rebecca, because I like Trump. I like DeSantis. I've had to separate who I like from what they do, if that makes any sense. So if Ron DeSantis runs against Trump, it's like, yeah, okay, so he's running against Trump. May the best man win. Show me what you're going to do for the country. Show me what you're going to do to keep me free. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not making any judgment calls on how much I like them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think where Ron screwed up was that Ron sort of jumped the gun here and got in a hurry and decided to run. I mean, you know, I was sort of hoping that they would maybe run together as a possible, you know, ticket together.
That
and
might happen.
I couldn't believe he did that. I'm like, you know, I mean, he's like pissed off all of Trump's voters. I'm like, you know, how you expect these people to, why would you think these people would just go run and vote for you? I mean, if, you know, they still back Trump, I mean.
Do you know how many times I've heard that from Trump, avid Trump supporters that, man, we like Ron DeSantis. We want him to run together. Right. I think they would be a very powerful team, and that may happen. I mean, and I don't want to make any other analogies, only other as an historical analogy, because there's no comparison between George H.W. Bush and Ron DeSantis. But when George H.W. Bush ran against Reagan and they were running in the primary together, they were at each other's throats through the primary. And then because they made a coalition together, they both realized they could do great things together. So, you know, you had Bush and Reagan. And that could happen, especially if Ron DeSantis makes a strong showing in the primaries and Trump is told, hey, look, you know, he's got a significant wing of the Republican Party on his ticket. He'd make a strong vice president. And basically, we'd be setting up and I know a lot of conservatives have articulated this to me, a lot of Trump supporters articulated this to me, this would be a winning ticket, Rebecca, for 12 years. And so, I mean, and that's, I know there's a lot of wishful thinking in there. Right now, here's where I am. Just tell me what you're going to do to defend me against Democrats. Tell me what you're going to do to stop the harm they're doing to my family, to my country. Just tell me. Give me your plans. All right, folks, I've got some callers calling in on why the Inquisitor, Trump Inquisitor Jack Smith, why is his request to deny Trump the ability to see the witness list? Why did that get rejected? And what does it tell us about the case that Jack Smith has put out against Trump? Your call is coming up next. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
Jeremy Nell on TNT Radio.
The end of COVID looks to be remarkable.
It's a funny thing because a lot of people right now are kind of tired of talking about this stuff. And I'm kind of tired of talking about it as well. But because I take the position, the health freedom community is latching on to some fundamentally disempowering, untrue things about health that will actually allow situations like COVID to perpetuate and occur again in the future. It's important that we get down to the granular details, dare I say, the molecular details, to uncover exactly what happened to ensure that this nonsense never happens again.
What nonsense are you talking about?
Well, everything that happened the last 3.5 years. That's the nonsense.
Jeremy Nell on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let me get out to Cliff. Cliff, I'm glad you made it. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What do you say about this this request from the Inquisitor, Jack Smith, to deny keep this witness list under wraps? What do you think about it?
No, it violates the Constitution because you have discovery in criminal trials, and you have state has to turn over their evidence to the defense, and it's just part of the discovery process.
Well, that's
the second part. It sounds like Adam Schiff saying, "Well, I've got all this evidence that Trump, you know, did this or that, and he never did." So,
well, that's true.
About his case.
But there's another element to this.
Another
constitutional element. When somebody accuses us of something, in a court of law, we have the right to what?
Face our accusers.
Face our accusers. Exactly right. That is in the Constitution. So
right.
I think what you've got to recognize is that the Democrats hate the Constitution. They hate your rights. And as long as they want you to go away, they believe that they have the right to shove the Constitution aside. I mean, the very idea that Jack Smith, the Trump inquisitor, would say, you know what? I think our solution here is to deny President Trump his rights. I think we ought to do that because this is what Jack Smith thinks. This is what Democrats think. Everybody hates Trump. Everybody hates Trump. So because everybody hates him, that means we get to take away his rights, his fundamental rights. And that's just not the way it works in America. I know it's the way it works in these liberal nut jobs' heads, but that's not it's kind of the Antifa mindset. Antifa says, I'm going to show up, and if you disagree with me, I'm going to call you a fascist. And that means I get to kick the crap out of you. I get to just beat you up or loot your store or burn your store to the ground. That's not the way the rule of law works, but it's how Democrats' minds think. It's how they think. And that's the chaos they want to unleash on it. Now, you can't even call it, it's not even really a case. If this political attack by Jack Smith is so legitimate, why the leak of the tape? If it's so legitimate, Cliff, why would you want to deny President Trump his constitutional rights if it's so ironclad?
Yeah, it's to get it out in front, you know, put it out in the court of public opinion and try to sway people that way. Which, like, this tape, we don't even know if it'll be.
Whoa! Hold on! Don't go away from that. You just hit the main reason for all of these cases. Just say that what you just said again.
It was to turn people against Trump.
Exactly.
Court of public
this has
right.
this has nothing to do with the rule of law. Has nothing to do because we all know the Democrats don't care about national security because of the border, because of these flying objects coming into our country from other nations. We know they don't give a damn about our safety. We know they don't care, right?
Right.
So, what it's all about? It isn't about the rule of law. It's about tarnishing Trump so that nobody will vote for him. And what do we see in the polls, Cliff?
His popularity keeps going up.
Indeed,
it does.
With
the voters. Yeah. So
it does.
And it hasn't changed me any. I'm still voting for him.
Yeah, well, you know, now let me ask you this. Now, you heard my discussion with Rebecca. Now, we have a choice as conservatives in the primary coming up as to who we will support. And I believe there's going to be plenty of time for this horse race, but since a caller brought it up today, how do you see the Republican field?
Very crowded with a bunch of people that had no business being in the field to begin with. A lot of people I've never even heard of, and I mean, a lot of them have, but it just favors Trump. You know, he has a strong base, and he's going to get renominated.
You know, when I ask the question of folks, who is your second choice? Trump supporters, I should say. Who's your second choice for the GOP nominee? Trump. There is no second choice. I have to say this about President Trump, that I think that he has a base that has so much. And by the way, he's earned this loyalty. He delivered. He made good on his promises.
Yes, he did. And that's why I like him.
Right. Unlike George H.W. Bush, who promised, remember, no taxes. And
right.
In the interest of bipartisanship and kissing the Democrats' ass, he stabbed his own supporters in the back. That's why he lost.
That's why he lost, yeah.
Trump never made that mistake. Now, some of the things I wish he would have paid attention to, like the profligate spending. He never promised he would rein in spending. I wish he would have. I think he's going to now, once he now that he realizes that the Democrats have taken all that money, all of our taxpayer money, and turned government against us. And so I think he understands the dangers of this stuff now. But so, Cliff, is Trump your only guy, or is there somebody else in the field you're looking at?
No, I like Ron DeSantis. I like him a whole lot.
You do like him. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good.
He's my second choice, so, yeah.
Very good. You know, we had plenty of that in the last cycle, too. And then, well, the one we had a choice, 2016. How many people were running against, for the GOP nomination, I should say, in 2016? I think there were 16 Republicans running. So, folks, I want you to understand that this case, it is what we've been saying it is all along. It's weak against President Trump, the indictment. The idea that you would say Trump is guilty of violations of classified information, and then you don't use the statute that deals with classified information as the predicate for your indictment, you knew it was a bait and switch. All these other so-called crimes aren't. They just aren't when it comes to classified information. And by the way, not to put too fine a point on this, Beijing Biden has admitted that he's been stealing classified information that he never had a right to since 1974. Now, to all of you Democrats out there, to all of you folks who watch the biased press, to all of you folks in the biased press who are either too stupid to know the reality or are hiding the reality from your audiences or your friends or your family. Senators do not have the ability under our system to declassify or possess classified information. Senators or vice presidents don't have the ability to declassify or illegally possess classified information. It doesn't exist. The only person who can declassify, the only person who can look at classified information and say, this needs to come out, this needs to be declassified, is the President of the United States. And Beijing Biden, and it's probably what's kept this country afloat for so long, is has never been an occupier of the Oval Office until now, till 2 years ago. So all of the classified information that he stored in the garage, all of the classified information he stored in the building bought and paid for by Communist China, all the classified information that Hunter Biden, the cokehead son, had access to, Joe Biden illegally possessed. He was not legally able to possess it. Yet, no inquiries into that. No talk of impeachment over putting our nation's secrets at risk. Not to mention, folks, we haven't even gotten into the influence peddling. One of three that we know of, FD-1023s, one of three specifies incidents where Beijing Biden sold us out, betrayed us for cash for his family. Now, is he unlike any other Democrat out there? I'd say that Democrats who are loyal to America are rare, are the exception and not the rule. How do I know this? Well, we've seen evidence. 65 of House Democrats voted for China, not to investigate China and their malign activity against our country. That's where the Democrat Party is. That's where Beijing Biden is. Merrick Garland is going to testify before a House panel. Why is he going to testify before a House panel? Merrick Garland is credibly accused by six sources of lying under oath. Now, Kevin McCarthy, God love him, Kevin McCarthy says, well, if this turns out to be true, this is going to be fodder for more investigation and the possibility, and maybe we'll get around to, and perhaps we might even investigate the possibility of investigating the possibility of investigating the possibility of impeaching Merrick Garland. And I said, well, wait a minute, just real quick question. The Attorney General of the United States is supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer of the land. And if it is true that the chief law enforcement officer of the land perjured himself under oath to lie and protect socialist Democrats, isn't that an automatic disqualifier? Isn't that an automatic impeachment? And what did he lie about? Well, he said that the individual who was investigating Hunter Biden's taxes, investigating Hunter Biden's financial situation, as we all know, it's not just about not reporting with Hunter Biden. It's not just about not reporting your income. It's tracking down where that income came from. And once they start peeling away that, and you know, it's going to be Mother Russia. It's going to be Ukraine. It's going to be Communist China, which is all illegal, by the way, because they all got something for that. And that's where that leads. And that's why Merrick Garland, when he jumped up in front of Congress, said, nope, I'm not going to get in the way of that investigation. I'm not going to do anything. And then what did he do? They have evidence, six witnesses now coming out saying, yeah, you got in the way. You got in the way. You tried to protect the Bidens from paying the piper. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. It's Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio News. Bring the news.
Matt Boyland here with your TNT headlines. The whistleblower who blew the lid on the corrupt investigation into America's first family says he was ordered to ignore evidence that led to President Joe Biden. The U.S. Department of Justice Inspector General has released his long-awaited report into the death of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko claims he had to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin not to kill the mercenary leader who led the armed rebellion against Moscow's top military brass.
Thanks for listening to us. Now we want to listen to you. Our lines are open from the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Emergency, police, fire, ambulance.
Hello?
Yes, police, fire, or ambulance.
It's my friend.
I love you, please. Okay, look, I need you to stay on the phone. Oh, just stay on the phone.
You're getting blown away.
Okay, now hang on. Oh.
Triple Zero's sole job is to connect you to emergency services. So please, stay on the line and you'll get help faster.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
You got the Chris Salcedo Show coming up next hour. Some of the enemies within who are aiding enemies without. The Democrat Party here in the United States is an instrument, is a tool of the Communist Party of China. And the Communist Party of China is using the Democrat Socialist Party here in the United States to take down the United States of America and knock us off our perch of the world's lone superpower. Now, granted, how the Democrats have been acting lately, the United States isn't trustworthy by friends or allies out there. But our people have not betrayed anybody. Our government has, but our people have not. And our government does not reflect the goodness of our people. I firmly believe that. As a matter of fact, our government, in the finest tradition of communist China, you look in the mirror, if our people, and this is kind of an interesting poetic way to look at the Constitution, our people look in the mirror and they see the reflection of our government. Our government is supposed to reflect us. It doesn't today. Our government isn't worthy of our people today. And they haven't been for quite some time. Not just in the era of Biden, but through the Trump administration. This cancer was planted in the body politic by Barack Hussein Obama. And it has been festering and metastasizing ever since. And we had better get on the stick and expunge and excise this cancer, or it's going to eat us from inside. And that's exactly what, and that's what's going to bring us down. Was it Khrushchev who said this? I think it was Khrushchev who said that, it may not have been, that America will not fall from exterior forces. We're going to do it from within inside. And Soviets, because they were communists, China, because they're communists, always have allies in the United States because we allow Democrats to exist in the United States. And Democrats are socialists, Marxists at heart. They have more in common with the repressive, genocidal regimes of the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, and current modern day China than they do with our founding fathers and Western civilization. Those who are in charge of GovEd, those who are pushing these cancerous ideas in the pop culture, they're all part of this tyrannical minority that we've allowed into key positions of power and authority. They're in the boardrooms of all of these companies, these woke companies, Target, Anheuser-Busch, Major League Baseball, the National Football League. They are in these head offices, and they're like, hey, if it's communist, if it's socialism, if it's anti-God, if it's anti-nuclear family, we're all for it. We're all for it. The problem is the family, the nuclear family, is the cornerstone of Western civilization. I can't say this enough. Our enemies have figured this out. Isn't it time we do also? Isn't it time we figured out that these values that they are attacking openly need to be defended? That's why I started the program yesterday with this bishop in Tyler, Texas. He stands up for his faith. He stands up for Christian values. And now he's under investigation by the Vatican, because the Vatican is run by a Marxist pope. And if that offends the pope, I'm sorry. But when the pope abandons the teachings of Jesus Christ and tries to conflate communism with the teachings of Christ, that's just wrong, because communism isn't freedom. And God is freedom, the ultimate freedom. Free will, that is his gift to us. He showed us the way and gave us free will. So that is his gift to us. He showed us the way and gave us free will. So I don't know how other way to tell this to you folks, but this country is in big trouble if the silent majority doesn't become the vocal majority and fast. Troy's waiting on the line. Troy, glad you made it here to the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What do you say?
Good morning, Chris. So as we're talking about the documents and Joe Biden, so the house that the documents were found in the garage of, that was the home that Hunter was renting from his own father for $50,000 a month. Gee, Dad, thanks for the discount on the rent, right?
Right.
But we know that wasn't actually rent. That's called money laundering.
Well, yes, by the way, there has been some developments, and I'm not saying that's not what happened, but now there's plausible deniability on that form that Hunter Biden filled out. We do know that Hunter Biden was receiving $49,990 from communist China to rent office space. But he put that down on the form as well as the company that he was with. So it may have looked like he was paying that in rent, but he may have been declaring it as income.
Okay. Well, one thing that people haven't really talked about is that they want to claim that Donald Trump had documents and they were unsecure and all this crap. Well, if Joe Biden had boxes of documents in the garage of that home, and let's say that Hunter might have lived there for a little bit, and the guy liked to party, right? And he usually, when you party, you like to party with other people.
Yeah.
And China has prostitutes, too. I mean, Swalwell was with one for a little bit. So don't you think, hypothetically, I don't know, go out on a limb here, that possibly Hunter Biden had some parties at that house? And when you smoke crack for weeks on end, I've never done it personally, but I think when you smoke crack and stay awake for weeks on end, you're going to have to sleep for a number of days. So we could have had Chinese operatives rifling through all that stuff in that garage while Hunter was asleep for two or three or four days in that house after a big party. I mean, the Chinese government could have had access to everything that was in that garage. And nobody seems to want to talk about the fact that Hunter rented that house. He slept there many nights.
Many nights.
While these boxes were in there, correct?
Right.
Nobody's really piecing the partying aspect of Hunter with those exact documents.
Well,
let me
ask you a question.
Available.
Let me ask you a question. Now, everything that you're saying, I think, is entirely plausible and needs to be investigated. Of course, it won't be because it needs to be. But the biased, even as clueless, and you know how rough I am in the biased press because they really don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground, largely. And those who do are committed leftists. But even the biased press, right up until Joe Biden ran against Trump, knew and understood, because the Democrats have been telling them this for years, about quid pro Joe. It wasn't Republicans who gave him that name. It was his fellow Democrats who gave him that name. He's been known as quid pro Joe for decades. Now, if the press knew it, and the Democrats knew it, and of course, certainly the Republicans knew it, do you think Communist China didn't know? Do you think Communist China didn't know that Joe Biden could be bought for a price?
Oh, they knew it.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of a Chinese.
Chinese what?
Radio.
Oh, you cut out there for a second. What did a Chinese what?
Well, the man with the Chinese Communist Party was speaking to a large group of his own people in almost a stadium setting.
Yeah,
it looked like.
I saw that same video.
And he's
video.
Openly joking about how easy it is to buy American politicians. That
yep.
It's really much easier than we all ever thought because of, you know, the money and how quickly they'll fold.
Right. I mean, did you see that BlackRock video? Dude from BlackRock. The dude from Black, by the way, folks, BlackRock is one of these major investment firms that basically own the world. I mean, these people they buy and sell people all day. This guy admitted that some of the cheapest buys in the United States to buy influence are senators and congressmen. He says, I can buy a senator for 10 grand. A senator can be bought to sell you out for 10 grand. I'm wondering if that's what happened to John Cornyn.
That's very possible.
I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, what else explains how his actions?
Well, when you were mentioning earlier, you know, the Targets and the Anheuser-Busch's, what popped into my mind was BlackRock. BlackRock is $10 trillion that they manage or control?
It's an ungodly amount of money.
And when that CEO is on video, again, what's scary, Chris, is that these people are not even trying to hide it much anymore. They're just out front saying it. I think that's how Joe Biden can slip and say, anyway, I've been selling state secrets for years. I think they're just they've been doing it for so long that now they just kind of say it because nothing happens to them. There are no repercussions. And when the CEO of BlackRock is telling us that you have to force behaviors, you know how many behaviors you can force with $10 trillion at your control? That's the scary part.
It is scary. And you know what? I've got to tell you about that. The Twitter, we played this Joe Biden saying yesterday, we played it, this soundbite of him saying, yeah, I've sold many state secrets. And then Twitter says, well, we have to add context to that. Many people lopped off at the end when he said, in all seriousness, folks. So let me get this straight. he openly jokes about something he's suspected of doing, and oh, that means he's not guilty. The Democrats will make up, these left-wingers will make up any excuse not to hold their own side accountable, and then turn around and accuse our side of doing the same thing, of which we're not guilty. President Trump is the main recipient of that. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Speaking of President Trump, he's on the campaign trail and he's saying some things. I think you ought to hear those things, because one of them, how many of you are sick and tired of the left wing coming after your kids? Yeah, I'm sick and tired of it too. I'm sick and tired of their perversion. I'm sick and tired of them, of their deviancy, their terrible culture that they're trying to imbue into our kids. Out in California, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Russell, you're going to love this. If your child says, I think I might, if your little boy says, I think I might be a little girl, or your little girl says, I think I might be a boy, and if the parent doesn't affirm that, that California is trying to pass a law that says, if you don't affirm that, then you are guilty of abuse of your child, and your child can be taken away from you in the state of California. They're trying to pass that law right now. Can you believe it? Trump is speaking to that. Coming up on the Chris Salcedo Show, our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. It's the voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
They say that the walls are closing in on Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, but you'd be hard-pressed to know it based on how they're behaving. After Hunter's slap-on-the-wrist indictment by a top-to-bottom corrupt DOJ on two tax filing misdemeanors and a gun charge that's going to receive deferred prosecution, Joe invited Hunter over to the White House for a state dinner with Indian Prime Minister Modi so that he could hobnob with all the glad-handers and laugh at regular Americans while the Bidens rubbed their corruption in our faces. But that's not all Hunter's been up to. Last Friday night, he went to Pandora's Gentlemen's Club and Fine Dining in Atlanta with Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant for a 4.5-hour Girls and Guns Strip-a-Palooza marathon. One private security guard says it's a miracle that someone wasn't shot and that he hadn't seen so many firearms since he deployed in the first Gulf War. At one point, the security guard continued, Hunter was standing up half naked with two guns pointed at the ceiling like Yosemite Sam, and Ja pretended to fire one of his guns at Hunter and blow the smoke from the barrel. It wasn't exactly a seminar on gun safety. No one knew whether to call the cops or the ATF. A performer named Capri said the two insisted that she dance for them while holding a fully loaded Smith & Wesson Model 2944 Magnum. Another dancer was given a Wilson Combat Tactical Super Grade EDC X9 in lieu of a tip. This right after Hunter pled poverty to get the child support lowered for Joe's granddaughter, whom he refuses to even acknowledge exists. Finally, a Springfield XDS Mod 2 was left stuffed in a cushion couch in the VIP room. Hey Joe, if you really want to improve gun safety in this country, you'll throw your son and his NBA thug pal in prison for a long time. But that will never happen, will it? Of course not, because the people that believe in rules for thee, but not for we, apparently also believe in guns for we, but not for thee. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody. The telephone number for the Chris Salcedo Show, your liberty-loving Latino, is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Governor Ron DeSantis was in Texas a day and a half ago. And he said, as part of his border policy, I'm reading from the Texas scorecard, he's going to use, if he's elected, he will use force to repel criminal illegal aliens. While campaigning in Eagle Pass, Texas, DeSantis says he believes Texas has a right to declare an invasion. And many of us have been saying we have that right. Had Carrie Lake prevailed against that system that many believe was rigged out in Arizona. She would have done this right away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unveiling his border policy proposals for his presidential campaign during a campaign stop at Eagle Pass. DeSantis said he would use force to repel criminally illegal aliens attempting to enter the United States and promised not to entertain asylum claims from those who pass through multiple other countries on their way to claim asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. Good start, right? President Trump out there on the campaign trail as well. He says China's going to have 48 hours if he wins. Communist China will have 48 hours to remove all of their military assets out of Cuba. This is the president. Listen.
It's incredible that this can be allowed to happen. So unless I get back in which case I will inform China that they have 48 hours to get any military and spy equipment out of Cuba. Or I will drop the hammer. And there will be tariffs unlike anything that China's ever seen before. And, you know, I took in hundreds of billions of dollars of taxes and tariffs from China. No other president has taken in 10 cents, not 10 cents.
That's at Faith and Freedom. Faith and Freedom Conference. Those who understand that communism is destructive to the free exercise of religion, one of the cornerstones of the United States. So there's a whole bunch of God worshipers there who understand that China is a big threat. The Democrats' ally, communist China. By the way, for those of you who don't know, there's a listening post in Cuba just 90 miles from our shores, listening in on the United States, that communist Cuba, our good friends, the communist Cubans, Barack Hussein Obama tried to normalize relations with and to keep money flowing into the communist regime so they could keep their boot on the throats of their people. It was Barack Hussein Obama who didn't want more freedom-loving Cubans in this country, so he canceled the wet foot, dry foot policy. You know what that is? You know, communists build walls to keep their people trapped inside, you know, just like you Democrats want to do. They build walls to keep people inside. And so the government forces people to work for the government, forced labor, slavery. You Democrats love all that, right? We know because of your party's past, the Jim Crow laws and all that kind of stuff. We know how much you love slavery. We know how much you love China. Right now, undertaking a slavery of, 3 million Uyghurs? Oh, who is this mayor of Florida? Did you guys hear? Was it? I don't even know his name. I'm looking right at him, but he's running for president, but nobody knows who he is. And anti-China is supposed to be his. I got to find this because this is too great. He was on with Hugh Hewitt. Maybe I'll find it, and then I'll just I'll play it for you guys in the next after we get to our next guest, because our next guest is going to be talking about a heavy snoot full of China. Anyway, this so-called Republican candidate from Florida, he's a mayor, and he's asked by Hugh Hewitt, what are you going to do about the Uyghurs? He's like, what's a Uyghur? he has no idea who the Uyghurs are. The 3 million Muslim Uyghurs who are being enslaved right now by communist China. A genocide by communist China. The Democrats' favorite country. Communist China. So anyway, they build walls to keep people in. And Cuba was helped out by Obama. Obama wanted to make sure that the terrorists who call themselves rulers in Cuba could keep their boots in the throat of their own people. And the wet foot, dry foot policy was we wanted to undermine the ability of that communist nation to keep its boot on its people's throats. So we said, if you're a Cuban and you're suffering under communism, if you can get to the United States and you put one pinky toe on our shores, you're welcome in. You get to stay. You get automatic asylum because we know for a fact you are fleeing oppression, because communism is oppression. We know. But Obama said, nope, I don't want more conservatives here in the United States. Send them back. Barack Hussein Obama and the Democrats delivered those who tried to escape Castro's slavery delivered them back into slavery. We said this yesterday. Reuters did an interesting study of the five presidents that are living right now. They all have roots traced back to slavery in their families. Only one doesn't. You know who it is? Donald J. Trump. Barack Hussein Obama's white grandparents had a history of slave ownership. Apple doesn't fall too far from the slavery tree, does it? But that's who Democrats are, folks. That's who these people are. That's why you hear those who believe in faith and freedom cheering when President Trump says, yeah, we are not going to allow the communists to get a foothold to put our freedoms at risk. Trump says he'll solve the Ukraine war, Vladimir Putin's war, before he even takes office.
This whole world is on fire. This world is on fire. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine totally settled. I'll have it done in 24 hours.
Now, why can he say that confidently? It is conventional wisdom now. Vladimir Putin never would have invaded had Trump been president. He never would have invaded. But because Biden is so weak, and because communist China is pulling the strings, they basically told him to bug off. No. We're telling Russia, we're giving Russia the go-ahead to go in and invade Ukraine. You will not get in the way. And Beijing Biden has listened to his pals. By the way, while I'm thinking of this, there is somebody by the name of, at Amuse on Twitter, who has a very interesting take on what happened with this so-called coup attempt in Russia. I'm going to get to that. I'll let Trump finish his comments here on solving the Ukraine-Putin war.
Say that, and I would do that. That's easy compared to some of the things that I'd get that done in 24 hours. I know them both. As the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. See that? I will be your peacemaker. I was your peacemaker.
Hear the applause? Faith and freedom, folks? Yeah. It is a matter of historic record that Trump avoided getting us into another war. This is a source to Amuse. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just putting it out there because I thought it was a fascinating theory. This is it's linked to a Reuters story that talks about how the United States is using our financial prowess to punish this mercenary group that allegedly rebelled against Vladimir Putin. Did they really? The source says Biden's CIA is having buyer's remorse as it seeks revenge against the Wagner group after Prigozhin played the U.S. intelligence community. The DOJ is targeting the U.S. gold firms the CIA used to funnel payments to the mercenaries in exchange for their fake coup. I don't know if it's true. I'm just telling you, the way the intelligence agencies have been operating lately, like the Keystone Cops, targeting Americans and giving the reach around to our enemies, does this surprise anybody? That has the plausibility of being true, that the CIA tried to use gold into a mercenary group to betray Mother Russia. And they made a good show of it. They tipped off Putin, probably cut in Putin for a share of it all. And then Prigozhin, to save face, said, I'm just going to go into exile into Belarus. And the $6.2 billion error, where'd that money end up? Wait a minute. $6.2 million, quote unquote, error. Where'd all that money end up? Our money. I'm sorry. I just find this plausible, because I don't trust the federal government under leftists. And you shouldn't either. President Trump also vowing to get rid of this attack on our children the left has launched. Listen.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. As I said, I will keep men out of women's sports, and I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Can you believe that? No, can you believe you have to say that? I'm going to sign a law to prohibit child sexual mutilation. Can you imagine saying that 15 years ago? People would look around. What the hell is, what's he talking about? That's taking place in our country. It's insane what's going on.
Yeah, it is. And that childhood genital mutilation has been going on in radical Muslim communities. Now, doctors are getting rich off doing it. I'll be right back. The Salcedo Show.